And we're going to start the practice today with reflecting on motivation. So understanding why we practice. So reflect on what it would be like to be totally happy, totally wise, totally healed. So go ahead and start imagining that now. Really imagine this in a very ornate way. Now reflect, this is why you're doing these practices, to heal. And now notice how, as a natural result of being happy, wise, healed, whole, that there is a concern for others. A generosity, a pro-social attitude. And so now see that start unfolding in your life. See how from this place of being healed, you're concerned with others, not in an anxious way, but coming from a place of security. You have compassion and understanding for the difficulties of others. See that now. And also there's sympathetic joy. You rejoice in the good fortune of others. And see that now. And also there's a deep calm, a sense of security, a quality of openness and receptivity. And now reflect in a way that makes it very clear to you, this is why you're doing these practices, to bring about these changes in your life. And now feel that in the body, feel that in the mind. Okay, good. And now start bringing the meditation to a close. Okay. So today we're gonna do a kind of a inner child reparenting meditation, and we're gonna focus on there's a couple things that we're gonna lean into. Firstly, we're gonna kind of look at dismissing attachment conditioning. And then just very briefly, dismissing attachment conditioning is caused by the child's bids for closeness, connection. Those bids make the caregiver feel uncomfortable. And so the bids are rejected on some level. It might be more explicitly or it might be more subtly. And then especially with people with dismissing attachment, the conditioning was such that, like, especially negative emotions, right? If they were upset, needed soothing, needed comforting, things like that, that's necessarily an activity of attachment. That necessarily activates the attachment mechanism, and that typically made the caregiver uncomfortable. So for that reason, people that develop later on dismissing attachment learn to to kind of, in a sense, deny their own feelings, to not be in touch with their feelings, and then kind of hyper explore and focus on independence at the cost of connecting with others. So then that'll be just a light framing of how we're going to work today. Also, a few other important concepts that we'll cover in the meditation. So we'll draw on compassion, sympathetic joy, and also equanimity. And so let me explain those three terms. So compassion, the way I define it, is compassion is what love does when it sees suffering. And now this is quite important. Compassion is love. It's not upset or sadness. It is love, and it's the quality of responsiveness of love when it sees suffering. So that's one. Two, sympathetic joy. Sympathetic joy is a concept from Buddhism. And sympathetic joy is to delight and be happy about the good fortune of others. And so we're also going to see that in the inner parents that are going to reparent our inner child. And then we'll also develop that quality and see it unfold in our adult lives going forward. Third, equanimity. Equanimity means equipoise of mind, being at ease with how things are, accepting, which is not the same as resignation, right? It's a kind of sweet openness, like spacious accepting of how things are. And so we will see that in the parents. Our inner parents will not ever be disturbed or upset about how we present. And then that will imprint on us. And then we'll do a scene where we go into our adult lives with this quality of complete a priori acceptance of how things are, ease, equipoise, serenity. Okay, that's it. Okay, good. So we'll go ahead and get going with the meditation. And also, I do have to go right at the hour mark. So we'll not do a lot of question and answer after the meditation. All right, good. So go ahead and straighten up, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. And now notice how the spine is strong, but the whole rest of the body just hangs off of the spine effortlessly. And already there's an ease and relaxation. So the initial relaxation piece is going to be a little bit different than usual. So what we're going to do is take three really deep breaths and then hold each one of them below the navel. So go ahead and inhale deeply. Retain the breath below the navel. Now exhale, but exhale very slowly, lengthening the exhale. And now inhale again, very, very deeply, retaining the breath below the navel. Retain. Exhale. Really extend the exhale. Now one more very deep breath. Retain below the navel. Exhale, really extending the exhale. And now we're going to do a few minutes of body scan. So bring your attention to the lower half of the body, the feet, the legs, and the hips. And the feet, the legs, and the hips all relax on their own without you doing anything. And now feel the abdomen rise and fall on its own, no effort. You know, touching into this effortlessness helps you relax the whole body and mind even more. And now feeling the chest expand and contract. And also noticing how this happens on its own, no effort, no intention. And now feeling the shoulders and upper back. Often we hold tension here. And if there's any tension, just rest your attention there. In a sense, just making peace with any tension. Not trying to get rid of it. And now feeling the arms. Now feeling the hands. And now feeling the head, neck, and face. And the head, neck, and face all relax on their own without your doing anything. And now take a deep, deep breath. Feel the whole body all at once. And now exhale, feeling the whole body exhale all at once, and the body and mind all seem to disappear, dissipate. And you notice this deep relaxation and pleasant focus. And now, bring up your safe place. And now your safe place, this is important. This is already an imaginal exercise. This sets up the rest of the meditation. So we've kind of enlivened the body, touching into the body. And now we want to enliven the imaginal aspects of the mind. Keep developing your safe place, tuning into the visual, auditory, somatic, and even olfactory, the smell of your safe place. That's right, keep going. That's right. And now really notice the impact, the effect of being in your safe place on the body and the mind. You feel even more relaxed and settled, even more at ease. Okay, good. So now, bring up an easy to love object. This will be either like a pet, an animal, or a child below the age of 6. An object, a person or a pet you have a really uncomplicated relationship with, an uncomplicated loving relationship with. So bring them to mind. We're going to do about 1 minute of loving kindness meditation. So you as an adult, you send loving kindness to this pet or child. You might say something like, may you be well. May you be well. Now also notice this is very personal. You're both looking in each other's eyes, sweetly, lovingly. Also, these feelings of loving kindness are totally mutual. It's so personal and also so pure. That's right. Okay, good. And now, you as an inner child, your inner child now takes the place of the easy to love object, of the beloved. And you, or rather now your inner parents, or inner parent or inner parents, take the position that you were holding. And now, so your inner parents are sending you loving kindness. You as the inner child. And now notice the perfectly calibrated responsiveness. Notice this receptivity. Like you can see your inner parents' eyes just dilate. They're just so receptive to you. They can't help but smile. And now notice at this point the complete trustworthiness of your inner parents. It's so obvious to you, you can trust these people. And now develop the scene in such a way that this becomes very clear to you. Now also notice this sweet quality of interest. They really want to know what's going on with you, what's coming up for you. They might speak to you in a tone that reinforces this sweetness, trustworthiness, receptivity, interest. Keep elaborating the scene in such a way to really get all of your needs met. And now also notice how you can really be yourself. Who you truly are is seen and received. You can present messily. You can present just however you are. If there's upset, it's no problem. If there's joy, that's celebrated as well. Now keep developing the scene. And now check in with what the body's like. Notice how this experience is seen and captured by the body. That you really feel settled. Feel this very clearly in the body and in the mind. That's right, keep developing the scene. And now, if this works for you, the inner parents ask, well, what's going on? Is there anything that you need? Is there something we can do to help you? Knowing that this is coming from a place of inexhaustible receptivity and joy and interest. And now see them acting in accord with whatever it is that you need, whatever it is that you want. Seeing how this in itself is a joy for them. And now really notice what it feels like to get this kind of attention, this kind of care. And let that imprint deeply. So now you can let that scene fade. And now come, so stay in the meditation, but come into your real adult life. And at this point, I'm going to read out some of the primary schemas drawing from schema therapy. And just pick one of them that kind of really resonates for you, that's really been triggered over the last week. And then we're going to do a repatterning scene around this to heal this part of you. Okay, so some of these schemas that are kind of very root, very core, are a sense of abandonment and instability, mistrust and abuse. And here you just want to pick one of these to work on. Also, emotional deprivation, the sense of being deprived of nurturance or empathy or protection. Defectiveness and shame, feeling like there's something wrong with you. Isolation and alienation. Dependence or incompetence. A sense of enmeshment or an underdeveloped self. So pick one of those to work on. And now review a situation recently that triggered one of these. So like touch into the image thoughts, touch into the auditory thoughts that remind you of this and really get triggered. And it's also okay to work on something that's not related to one of these schemas. Okay, good. So coming into that mental state strongly. And now see yourself on a timeline floating back to childhood. And now find a memory that triggered you in the same way. But now if it's actual trauma, don't go into the trauma. Just go in afterwards where you're dealing with the emotions. Don't go into the trauma itself. But it can be anything, just as long as you're triggered in the same way. And it can be a real memory or like a composite felt sense reconstructed memory. So take a minute to find that scene. So now really experience this as your inner child, seeing how upsetting this was. And now bring up the inner parents. Maybe they change locations with you, but they move in such a way to make you feel really, really safe. That's the first thing to establish. You feel really safe, and there's this total sense of trust towards these inner parents, these inner imaginary parents. And now they inquire, well, what's going on? What happened? And there's this quality of total receptivity and responsiveness to you. And now also these parents see it from your perspective. They are not circumspect. They don't view it from anyone else's perspective. Just yours. So it's clear that you have advocates here. That's right. keep changing the scene in such a way that you really get your needs met. These inner parents validate your emotions, but if you have any negative thoughts, they do not validate that. If you have negative thoughts about yourself, they're not in accord with that. Like, no, this is not your fault. And it's really clear to you that your parents see you as totally blameless. And they keep reassuring you, keep comforting you in just the right way. And now it's also clear, you don't need to modify yourself for your inner parents. You can present just as you are. There's this openness, receptivity, and spaciousness about these inner parents that really give you a deep permission. That's right, keep going. So around any of your suffering, the response of these inner parents is compassion. This recognition of your suffering, but recognition from a place of complete love and receptivity. And now also notice how these inner parents are so at ease with physical affection, with physical proximity, in a way that would feel right to you, right? And you're in control of that. So just the amount of physical affection and support that you want. They're very calibrated to what you need. Keep modifying the scene as you see fit. And so now for some of you, you might be getting really kind of emotionally regulated at this point. And now notice how when you get really emotionally regulated, the happy child, the creative child arises. And if that's arising for you, go do a scene consistent with this happiness, creativity, this desire to play, this desire to discover the world, and then have the inner parents support you in just the right way, taking total joy in your creativity and play. But if you still need soothing support, compassion from these inner parents, go ahead and do that now. Keep going with that scene. These parents would never, ever rush you. So Keep going. So keep imagining in such a way that you're getting just the perfect support, the perfect responsive, highly attuned support from these inner parents. That's right, keep going. Really feeling this in the body and in the mind. Seeing how deeply this has affected you. And already noticing how your life is going to be totally different going forward, given that you can rely on this level of support. Okay, good. And so, go ahead and dissolve that scene. And now come strongly into this happy child mode or creative child mode. And now do a scene that's consistent with that mode of being. So this will be a positive scene where you work on something and you do something that you really find meaningful and interesting. And it can be just anything. That's right, keep developing that scene. Really noticing the support of your inner parents. That's right. Keep going. Okay, good. Really feel all of this in the body, in the mind, having it impressed deeply into your being. And now, reflect on the piece of suffering that you worked on. Maybe it was one of these schemas. And now reflect. This affects so many others. I'm not alone in this suffering at all. And now on the in-breath, reflect on this suffering of others, how common it is. This is compassion. And now on the out-breath, send them peace. So on the in-breath, reflecting on the suffering of all beings that have experienced this kind of conditioning, and all beings includes you. And now on the out-breath, send all beings peace and well-wishing. The wish to be comforted and soothed, to be supported. And again, all beings includes you. Really touch into this quality of not being separate from others. There's a sense of camaraderie, shared experience. And now reflect on how you really experienced this suffering, how you work through some of it now in this meditation. And now see how you see how all beings just want to be happy, just the same as you. This is a common experience, common to all beings. And now also reflect on this quality of understanding. You understand yourself, you understand your experience. And thereby you also understand the experience of others imperfectly. You don't understand it totally, but there's a more or less good enough sense of understanding for others as well. Okay, good. Now really feeling that in the body and the mind. And now, look forward into your real adult life, going forward. And now see how these experiences that we had in this meditation have changed your life going forward. See how you're going to be compassionate with others. How others will be compassionate with you. How there will be a mutual, sympathetic joy. A rejoicing in each other. And now see how all conflicts that you might have otherwise expected all dissolve into well-wishing and cooperation, collaboration. And now notice how this changes everything in terms of what you expect from life. Now really feel that in the body and the mind. Okay, good. So now we'll start wrapping up the meditation. I'll count from 5 to 1, and when I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room and settled in the experience. 5, four, three, two, one. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. Okay. I hope that went well for people. I'm afraid I've only got like about 4 or 5 minutes, but we can take questions and reports if anybody wants to speak up. KQ, it looks like you raised your hand. I'm happy to take your question or comment. Okay. All right. Nope. All right. Anything else? Yeah. Well, how is that? Any questions? Yeah, go ahead, Chris. Are you able to unmute yourself? Oh yeah, good.
Yeah. Will you upload this? First of all, thanks for the meditation.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to ask if you will upload this somewhere so I can listen to it again. Because I found it very powerful.
Probably I will. Like, that I've had some kind of issues with copyright, you know, so I need to like just kind of make sure that this meditation is, you know, not infringing on anybody's copyright, but likely mm-hmm. it's likely the case, but it's a little bit of I don't know right now. it's a good question though.
Okay. Thanks, sure. Cedric.
Sure. Thank you, Chris. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Any other comments or questions? Going once.
Oh, I have a question.
Go ahead, Eve.
I had a little bit of trouble concentrating. But I still felt like there was a lot of great stuff to work on, or that kind of came up.
Uh-huh.
So I appreciate it very much. I wondered when you picture the internal parents or inner parents, and I keep struggling with picturing my real parents, like they keep coming back, but then I want to picture them doing things the right way.
Yeah.
So why is it not a good idea to picture your real parents doing things the ideal way?
Now this piece is drawing from Dan Brown's work. Like he says that you want to, like, you really want to like set it up to where this repatterning happens in a completely like, kind of limitless way, in a sense, and so if you think of someone who is not entirely idealizable in a kind of completely naive and idealized way, then there's like a limit. So simply just so that you can, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, let me put it like this. Little kids don't imagine Santa Claus with defects. It's like perfect Santa, you know what I'm saying? So like you want to make it like just completely perfect, because that helps you repattern any limitation. Like it helps you repattern things kind of in an unlimited way that's not bound by any realistic constraint. Does that make sense?
Saying like unconsciously, even if you picture them perfectly, there's still going to be some.
Like, my dad would never really say that. That's not realistic. Whereas we're not trying to be realistic in this meditation at all. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Thanks, Eve. So maybe just one more comment and then I'm afraid I got to run. But yeah, anything else coming up for people?
Cedric.
Yeah.
Just following on what Eve said, is it okay to reimagine like the parents, like in the presence of your ideal parents, reimagining like a scene where your parents are kind of taking corrective measures in a way?
Oh, actually, separately. Yes. Okay. Yes. What you don't want to do is mix these imaginal parents with your actual parents. However, if like you do a scene where you and your inner parents go to like your real parents, and then like your real parents like apologize to you or something like that.
Yeah, like I was with my ideal parents and we were like watching kind of the scene, and my parents in real life, which like felt kind of separate, like we were witnessing, were, you know, doing maybe like what they should have done or whatever, just not in a, but they were just taking corrective measures and things were working out.
Like you always, I always have the real parents like kind of like on the outside, you know, and then they might apologize, whatever, but don't have them care for you. Just have your emotional parents.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, cool. Okay, I'm afraid I've got an appointment like 1 minute ago, so I got to run. Thank you all. We're going to keep going with these Saturday meditations, and then we're also going to keep going with the book club. And so, thank you all, and hope to see you all soon. Bye-bye.